The former Nigerian leader says Sudan should be commended for showing Africa and the entire world that it is possible to share power between civilians and the military during a transitional period. Speaking shortly after meeting with Sudan's Sovereign Council leader Abdul Fattah al-Burhan on Monday, Obasanjo told reporters he is in Sudan to witness progress made by the transitional government and to encourage Sudanese leaders to continue holding on to what he calls the unique experiment of leadership between the civilians and the military.
The world is looking at them to make success of this transition. And they have to develop confidence and trust among themselves and between the two groups to get the country out of the woods, militarily, economically, and politically.
The former Nigerian leader also congratulated the Sudanese government and the country's armed groups for signing a peace agreement in October in South Sudan's capital, Juba. He says Sudan is offering a lesson on democratic transformation that can be used by many countries in Africa, including Nigeria. Sudanese Acting Minister for Foreign Affairs, Omer Gamaradin, says Sudanese leaders are committed to building a peaceful, democratic and law-abiding country that can contribute to a regional security of the continent.
We assured him that we would work together with all partners who seek stability, peace and security in our African continent and the region. We are thankful to President Obasanjo and to all those who are working with him to defuse conflicts in this continent.
Mr. Obasanjo says after interacting with several different Sudanese during his visit, he feels encouraged by the commitment of the country's leaders to work for a better future in Sudan.
Talking to people over the last 24 hours or thereabout has gladdened my heart that Sudan is on the right path after the initial difficulty to really bring itself up and move on in political unity, in economic development and in progress. And I wish this country every success.
Obasanjo encouraged Sudan's leaders to maintain their commitment and transform the country into a better place for the Sudanese people who are yearning for change. Gamaradin says Obasanjo's visit has motivated both civilian and the military leaders to continue working for a peaceful Sudan. He says the transitional government is grateful to receive counsel from such an influential former African head of state.
He came to share with us some of his encouraging ideas that he seconds the unique Sudanese experience. He encourages our government to work together and avoid any problems that would lead in creating insecurity in this beloved part of the African continent.
The joint civilian and military transitional rule began in Sudan in September 2019, following al-Bashir's 30-year rule. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.